Fresh out of school, cause I was a high school grad. Sleeping in the living room of my mama's pad. Reality struck, I seen a white car crash. The light pole, two niggas hopped out on foot and dashed. My pop said I needed a job, I thought I believed him. Security guard for a month and ended up leaving. In fact, I got fired cause I was inspired by all of my friends to stage a robbery the third Saturday I clocked in. Projects tow up, gang signs get thrown up. Cocaine laced in marijuana. And they wonder why I really smoke now. Imagine if your first blood had you foaming at the mouth. How straight tweaking the next week and we broke even. I made allegiance and made a promise to see you bleeding. You know the reasons, but still I never know my life. Kendrick, a.k.a. Compton's human sacrifice.
Yeah. Cocaine, weed. Niggas been mixing shit since the 80s, low. Sharp steaks, butt nakeds. Death, make a nigga flip. Cluck heads all up and down the block and shit. One time's crooked and shit. Block a nigga in. Alondra, Rosecrans, bullets.
What's up?
I'm still in the hood. Low, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. The hood took me under, so I follow the rules. But yeah, that's like me. I grew up in the hood where they bang. And niggas that rep colors is doing the same thing. Pass it to the left so I can smoke on me. A couple drive-bys in the hood lately. A couple of IPs with the fucking spray can. Shots in the crowd, then everybody ran. Hood been a slave, the street life I crave. Shots at the enemy, hearts turn brave. Mount up, regulators in the whip. Down the boulevard with the pistol grip. Yeah, trip. We in the hood still. So low grab strap, cause yeah, it's so real. Yeah. Deal with the outcome, a strap in the hand and a burn 10 grand's where motherfuckers stand.
If I told you I killed a nigga at 16, would you believe me? Or see me to be innocent Kendrick you seen in the street with a basketball and some now latest to eat? If I'm mashing all of my skeletons, would you jump in the sea? Would you say my intelligence now is great relief? And it's safe to say that our next generation maybe can sleep with dreams of being a lawyer, doctor, instead of boy with a chopper. They hold the codas like hostage, kill them all if they gossip. The children of the corn, saving their lives and the option of living a lie. Drive their body with toxins, constantly drinking and drive. Hit the powder, then watch this flame that arrive in his eye. Listen, count with the concept is aim and they bang in the slot. Out the bitch with deposit a price on his head. The tots probably go to the projects. I live inside the belly of the rough. Compton, USA made me an angel and angel dust.
Nigga, pass Dr. the bottle. Damn. You ain't the one that got fucked up.
All right. Once again, that was Kendrick Lamar with Mad City M.AA.D.City featuring MC8 EIHT. Yeah. So Kendrick dropped out this album and he was actually signing some copies at Best Buy in New York the other night. And I wish I was there. This is like one of those moments where I'm like, I wish I was back home in New York. But anyway, the kind of topic I wanted to deal with today, which came up in my mod, the house that I'm living in with the people that I love and with my friends, was we were talking about, you know, common conversation among young-minded people is about sex and relationships and about our society and what deems to be good and bad, and you know that topic has been coming up a lot lately. And so one friend of mine asked me, you know, he's a male, and he was like, does size matter, you know, to my friend and I. We're both girls, women, and we were, you know, it's a very difficult question to answer because not everybody's the same. You know, some women have, I'm telling you, our anatomy our bodies are all different, and you know, it really depends. I always say, you know, the simple line, it's not the size of the boat, it's the motion in the ocean. But that can vary for everybody. You know, some women just, you know, if it's small, it's small. You know, you can't really do much with it. But I feel like it also depends. If you're a fast person, you know, on the male side, you know, a fast male to ejaculate, you know, quicker, you know, you have to time frame, you know, you have to practice where you have to kind of, you know, you have to use the foreplay and the passion. So it's not like 1, 2, 3, you know, they always say like the 1 minute man And I feel bad for men because, it's, you know, I feel like it's not their fault. They're just, you know, they're just so excited it's happening and they seem to, you know, ejaculate quicker. Same thing goes for size. You know, with size, you know, some women enjoy penetration. Some women don't. Some women prefer stimulation. It really depends. And I could say from the knowledge that I know about women and men, male and female body and sizes, from all the classes that I've been taking since high school about gender, and I'm taking a class today, I went to my class today, it's called Sex and Gender in American Society, and of course we talk about, you know, what is deemed beautiful, and which is ideally, like, you're supposed to be white, blonde hair, blue eyes, skinny, and all this other mainstream crap, and I don't want to deal to that at all, but that's what the media tries to portray in our society. It's all crazy. And this one student brought her dildo, and I tweeted about it, and she brought her dildo, which is a part of the strap-on, and it was purple, and it was 7 inches long, and, you know, she was talking about, like, you know, if it's ideal for a man or is ideal for a woman, and we were talking earlier about how, like, you know, pink is for women, you know, in a general, stereotypically in our society, it's pink. And then for men, it's blue. And since it was purple, you know, because it was, it's a dildo that goes on with the, what you call those? The things that you wrap your, you know what I'm talking about. The one, like, with the strap, you know, you put that around you. I don't want to say satchel because that's what you put on a horse. A harness. There we go. Ding, 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 ding. A harness. And it's meant for masculine women or lesbian women, so the color was purple. And so, you know, you, like, you deconstruct all of that, and it's very interesting. So when it comes to penis size, apparently women, when they are aroused, their vagina canal, which is inside the vagina, not the vulva. The vulva is the outside of the vagina. I know this is vagina monologues over here. It goes from 3 inches to 7 inches. It expands, you know. And especially when you're laying down, and it expands. When you're upward, it contracts. So it's very interesting. Our bodies are all different. So when it comes to penis size, it really, really depends on who you are and if you know how to work it. And, you know, there's all, it all falls down to different categories. If you have any specific questions that you want me to talk about, or you have any comments, or you have any suggestions, or you have any comments, the number is 413-559-6766. If you want to call in and say anything, talk about your own personal experience about penis size, or your own personal experience of dealing with a small penis or a big penis, just call in. It's, you know, you could be anonymous. You know, I won't shout you out. Don't be scared. You know, I won't bite. but then it also comes down to penis envy. With males. And the thing is that penis envy, I talked about this in my first year doing the show, because we were talking about it in my class, and how women kind of have this, like, penis envy, because when it comes to having penis, you have power. And when you have power, you're successful in life, you know? But I'm happy about my vagina. I'm so happy. I don't have to deal with all those difficulties dealing with a penis. And I'm proud to be a woman. I'm proud to, you know, be strong and, you know, fight for my rights and be crazy, but not the stereotypical crazy as everybody portrays women to be, especially when they're hormonal. Like, come on, guys, get over it. Anyway, with penis envy, it only has to do, when it comes to also with size, it only deals with, it goes into, like, with guys. If you guys ever watch What Women Want, it's on Netflix. You've got Netflix. You can also watch it online somehow. What Women Want. You have Mel Gibson. He actually turns into, well, he doesn't turn into, he tries on all these women products to try to be feminine, right? And he gets electrocuted from the hair dryer, from the thunder and the lightning, and he was able to hear women thoughts. And he talks about penis envy, and penis envy only happens with men. Men are only ones who are insecure with one another, because guys are like, oh, how big are you and how small are you? Oh my God, if you have a bigger dick, you have more power. If you have a small, you know, it's all crazy, and race plays a part. And, you know, we're not going to even get into that. right now, because I'm playing some music, because I know you want to hear some beautiful, you know, decolonize your mind, aka Gia, hashtag copyright. You better copyright that, Gia Del Pino. all right, so the song, she put it on my wall, and I feel like it's a really good song. It's with Lupe Fiasco, so check it out.
A dreaming child watching over me.
Bat nigga. Yeah. Hey, can we get a little break from the cocaine and the kilos? Aight nigga, we know. Aight nigga, we know. Can we get a break from the strippers on the P.O.? Aight nigga, we know. Okay nigga, we know. Hey, shout it. Ain't no future in no gangbang. It ain't no manhood in no bang bang. Ain't no honor cleaning interstates inside a chain gang. Know some rap niggas put that shit inside your mainframe. Pills make you stupid and liquor do the same thing. Rari's too expensive and they way too hard to maintain. Get yourself a Camry, nigga said a Camry. Watch that hoe depreciate and then you'll understand me. It's called being fiscally responsible. Don't let these lying images up in hip hop here conquer you. The TV's not your father, fool, that video not your mama. Try your best to be a man and your worst to be a monster.
Maybe have some roses for yeah. The latest. A little appreciation for the gentlemen. And some kisses for the babies. Some peace and mind of TV. Wow.
Same shit. Well, that's cause ain't shit changed, bitch. And please don't excuse my language, cause I would hate for you to misrepresent the true expression of my anguish. And by this far, I ain't shocked, upset, or appalled. I'm ashamed, bitch. I can't listen if you ain't saying shit. And recognize all this emptiness is dangerous. Ain't building up their confidence, we teaching them that they ain't shit. If they ain't got the latest that they saw on someone famous. Mercy of the Lord on this double-edged sword. Instead of asking where the hose is, maybe we can ask for roses
for the latest. A little appreciation for the gentlemen. And some kisses for the babies. Some peace of mind and tea for the whole why. Appreciation for the gentlemen and hit some kisses for the babies. Some peace and sanity for the whole wild.
Call the president a terrorist. Yeah. Corporate sponsors like, how the fuck you gonna embarrass us? Ain't my fault, I was just repeating this. Professor Emeritus from America, but my tone was like an Afghani kid without a home. Blew that bitch up with a drone. An Iraqi with no daddy, Palestinian throwing stones. The fuck you think they call him? I'ma leave that all alone. Cause this, the focus on this new shit is that hopeless place that I was born into systematic brokenness. Took that damn oppression and developed it to dopeness. It's that great American rap ferocious.
Roses for the latest. A little appreciation for the gentlemen. And here's some kisses for the babies. Some peace and honesty for the whole why.
That was Mr. Lupe Fiasco. He has like a new album out, Food and Liquor 2. And that was Aya Roses. His stuff has been very interesting, and we actually have a phone call.
Let's see who is in.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Do you want to stay anonymous, or?
My name is Pristine Pussy.
Oh, well, nice to meet you. That's such a wonderful name. Now, would you like to say a few comments on the air?
Yes, I'd like to talk about penis envy because I think that we're post-penis envy period right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the actual moment that we're in is called pussy envy. Mm-hmm. Especially, I know that men are very envious of my pussy in particular because it shoots out lasers.
Wow. Wow. Is it like a laser show or deathly lasers?
I don't know why when women they say, oh, you must have some balls because women take a pounding or something like that. I don't know.
And it's some interesting quote. If anybody knows that quote, please post it on my wall, text it to me. But yeah, it's just women take it in, you know. We do a lot. And I actually want one of my friends, she wrote a poem about too much responsibility, you know, like, okay, if I'm going to be with this guy, how am I supposed to show that I'm like this birthday cake? What am I supposed to put some candles on my ass? Like, and you blow it out? Like, I honestly don't know how to, you know, do all those things, you know? And it's like, I got self-conscious. I'm like, am I supposed to do this? Like, am I supposed to, I don't know. And then I look at these music videos, and if you look at 2 Chainz' music video, oh my God. Oh my God.
I just got a text message from someone saying that apparently cake is in reference to gay men's asses. Is that true?
Huh. Huh. Okay, so in general, when you say, oh, that person has a cake, I have heard recently that cake is referred for a guy's cake. And who was I with? I was at White Hut, and I saw the guy, and I was like, oh, he has a cake. And I told someone that, and they were like, oh, isn't cake supposed to be referred to as a guy's butt, a gay guy's butt? And usually cake is just referred to ass in general. I refer it to all gender ass. If you got a cake, you got a cake. That means you have a nice butt. But you see, like, it's like you have to learn how to change. You need to be aware of your terminology, but at the same time, like, if you do use it, just know that, like, you know, it's not necessarily, like, the truth. Like, you know, you don't put candles on your butt and, like, tell a guy to blow it out. Even though that could be meant very sexually just now as I said it. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, what are the children listening to right now?
So, I don't think children are listening to this, but I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
Laser shoe out of my girl. Why I eat it.
Yes. I want to see fireworks coming out of your house right now. I really just want to see fireworks.
Dude, it's dangerous.
It must be. You know, there's a hazard. You know, you have to be like 10 feet away. No, yeah, I'll play Bitch is Bad by Lupe, and I'll kind of decolonize it a little bit before and after.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, man. Oh, man. What an interesting show we're going to have tonight. You see, I was writing down all these topics, and I was just like, oh, this is going to be intense, especially because I have some great listeners who have something to say. And thank you, Isade, for writing that on my wall. I appreciate the fact. Who is
speaking? Or do you want to meet? You want to keep anonymous?
I'm anonymous.
Okay, let's be anonymous.
I just want to say.
Oh, dear.
That light show? Nah, I'm fucking with you. Whatever's okay.
Oh, hello. How
now,
you doing?
What you need to play, right? This is anonymous, right? But what you need to play is some photo.
Some photo. Where can I get some photo?
Photo, you can get photo at photomusic1.bandcamp.com.
Photomusic1.bandcamp.com. All right, let me write that. I was actually going on your stuff, and I couldn't find. I was like, where's the link? I was like, photomusic.com.
I mean, it's not my stuff because I'm not photo.
All right, you're anonymous. Okay, photomusic1.bandcamp.com. All right, if I'll play one of your songs. I know, or photo songs. I'll play one of photo songs. Okay, we got to keep it anonymous. I apologize. I should be fired right now.
Right. See, now, what I wanted to say is, right.
Any comments about bad bitches or cakes or pussy power or penis envy, penis size? Various topics you can choose from.
I just want to say, right, if you wearing heels and nothing else, bitch bad.
Oh.
Right?
Okay. Okay.
If
okay.
You ain't got no job, but your gear is fresh, oh yeah, bitch bad.
Oh dear.
You know what I'm saying? If you spending this dude's money over here and then taking this dude's money over here to get your hair and nails done, guess what?
Bitch is bad.
Bitch bad.
Bitch
okay,
bad.
That's all I want to say, because that pristine pussy chick, I don't know if she was talking about all that lasers and shit, but, you know, like, I'm not for that. I don't want to see lasers. I want you butt-ass naked with heels on.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I'm going to challenge you on that right now. Okay. So, today in my class, right, we had to choose an object, a gender object. You know, I spoke about the dildo, the girl bringing in a dildo, talking about, you know, gender, whether it's going to be, is it going to be for women or men of a dildo? Is it going to be for gay men, lesbian women, etc. When it comes to high heels causes limitations for a woman. How the hell are you going to run if someone's attacking you in heels? I mean, yeah, you could take them off and beat the guy up or just run with them on. But, you know, there's a lot of women clothing. I'm sorry, I just want to go off a little on a tangent about, like, there's a lot of women clothing that limits a lot of women from, like, doing, like movement, like a lot of movement. Like, let's say pencil skirts, dresses, high heels. And it's just a little too much, especially if you, you know, wearing something tight to show off your curves and all that. And, you know, it's great to look beautiful and stuff like that, but you can't move. You're in pain. Like, how, it's like you're almost like a model-like figure, like, posing. And you're, I think a bad bitch and bitch is bad, you know, like, now I feel like there's coming to a terminology now. There's now, okay, if a woman is, you know, she got her education on, she's beautiful, she's intellectual, she's, you know, she's...
See, I don't even worry about all that, because I'm not even in college myself, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for all that college shit. You know
okay,
what all
right.
So if Dick ain't got no education,
no, you have none.
Well, see you on my level, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck all that college shit. Nigga, I dropped out in high school, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And bitch still bad if she ain't in college, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what I like. I like somebody that's on my level.
So do you want to explain that, what is the difference between a bad bitch and a bitch bad? As you said before, just a bad bitch is, okay.
Let me tell you, a bad bitch is a ride or die, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's somebody that's going to go out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do her thing for me.
For you. Why you?
Because I'm her man.
You're her man, okay. What are you doing for her?
What do you mean? I'm giving her the pipe. I'm her man.
You're giving her what?
I'm giving her the D, the dick, the pipe. What?
Okay, you're giving her these things. Okay, what else are you giving her? Are you giving her intellectual conversations? Are you giving her food for thought?
Intellectual shit. I already told you I ain't in college, so I ain't for that. Now you're going to keep using
okay, Mr. Words. Anonymous.
I'm going to take them as disrespect.
Okay, my...
I'm using no big words, honey. Cause you probably in college and shit. What is this, college radio? Yeah, see, you in college and shit. You're using big words and shit. I'm taking them as disrespect, so watch your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Well, I don't think if you want to get yourself anywhere above some crazy stuff, you're going to have to get into those terminologies, Mr. Anonymous. You need to learn some stuff. But,
one day I'll go to college.
Maybe one day. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow.
But if I go to college, I don't want no laser chicks shooting lasers at me and shit. I don't want none of that nasty shit.
But it's an out of body experience. It's an out of body experience.
What kind of shit is that?
It's gonna make you
it's one of a kind. It's one of those things that you will never forget, and it's gonna change you.
But see, what I want some bitch, right?
Oh my
god. What?
You know what I'm saying? Oh my god. Oh, so what about you? Are you gonna shave yours?
My shit look like a bonsai tree right now. My shit shake. My shit stay shake.
Okay, but even with that, I got lightning bolts. Even with oh Lord. Okay. Even with that, I'm gonna challenge that. You wanna know something? Cause we talked about you know, when it comes to shaving the pubes, shaving body hair. I'm a little conflicted. Okay, because in a lot of other countries, shaving, you know, underarms or legs is like not necessarily, you know, something that you do on a daily basis. It's kind of like an American thing. But when it comes to like shaving your punani, your area down there, etc., right? When you're shaving down there, it kind of gives this idea to men. I'm going to speak specifically in a heterosexual relationship, but speaking to men, kind of showing that this woman is still hasn't reached puberty, and it kind of gives this like kind of this sick psychological thing where like he's having sex with like a young child or like a, you know, like that's
I know,
but that's the thing. It's like it's emphasizing that like you don't have hair, like you know, like how are you gonna be like 30 something years old with no hair down there? I'm sorry, but No. I'm telling you, I'm challenging your ideas. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, sweetheart, but listen.
Oh, sweetheart. Sweetheart.
I did say, yeah, honey boo boo, listen.
Honey boo boo child.
I did say I want to shave. But let's not get it twisted.
Oh, dear.
I mean, you got a little lawn in the front.
Oh, my God.
I believe I'm still going to eat that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All
right.
Okay,
Anonymous. Anonymous. Okay, I'm going to play Bitch is Bad by
Chicken Nuggets, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out here. I've been on the block since I was 16, nigga. Frosty, nigga. Spoon, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, I bet.
Fucking dwarves and an ass.
Oh,
nigga.
I bet.
I'm out here.
I bet.
You know what I'm saying?
I bet.
But I'm going to let you go right now, yo. But next time you get that pristine pussy chick on the line, I'm going to have to talk to her because I don't like all that nasty laser shit.
How's that nasty?
Lasers and shit, nigga. Well, I'm just trying to get it in. That shit gonna make me throw up on her.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Anonymous.
I'm actually gonna tell you my name. Yeah, I'm not gonna be Mr. Anonymous. Yo, I'm Mr. Go Getter. Yo.
Hit me up on Twitter.
Oh, I got that mixtape out. Go cop that shit. That shit said every bodega. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit.
Oh, I bet it
is. Right now.
Oh, I bet
that
it is.
Right now. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Go Getter. 123 on Twitter, you know. Hit me up, nigga. Ask you some questions, you know. Get at me, lady.
All right, boo boo kitten. I will talk to you later. Thank you for calling in. All right.
Bye.
Later.
Oh, Lord. It's going to be a long show tonight. Okay. Well, since we were just talking about bad bitches and bitches bad, Lupe has a song called Bitch Bad. And it's a really good song, really good video, too. Check it out if you can. It kind of talks about all these things of what you see on the TV as a young woman, and you see these women, you know, dressed in curves, like no clothes, barely any clothes, shaking the ass, curvaceous, and it kind of feeds young women, young children, young girls, basically, you know, of someone that they should look up to and be. So when you refer to yourself as a bad bitch, think about that again. But hey, be proud if you know what you're doing. Okay, I'm gonna play the song now. Tune in.
Yeah. I say, bitch bad, woman good, lady better. Hey. Hey. Hey, hey. Now imagine that's a shorty, maybe five, maybe four. Riding around with his mama listening to the radio. And a song comes on, and I'm not far from being born. Doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. Now I ain't trying to make it too complex, but let's just say shorty has an undeveloped context about the perception of women these days. His mama sings along, and this is what she says.
Because I'm a bad bitch, and I'm bad bitch. Satinized and far above average. And maybe other rhyming words like cabbage and savage and baby cabbage and other things that match it. Couple of things are happening here. First, he's relating the word bitch with his mama, comma. And because she's relating to herself, his most important source of help and mental health, he may skew respect for dishonor. So, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, they misunderstood. Tell him, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, they misunderstood. They misunderstood. Yeah. Now, imagine a group of little girls, 9 through 12, on the internet watching videos, listening to songs by themselves. Doesn't really matter if they have parental clearance, they understand the internet better than their parents. Now, being the internet, the content's probably uncensored. They're young, so they're malleable, and probably unmentored. A complicated combination, maybe with no relevance, into their intelligence meets their favorite singer's preference.
Bad bitches, bad bitches, bad bitches. That's all I want.
Now let's say that they less concerned with him and more with the video girl acquiescing to his whims. Ah, the plot thickens. High heels, long hair, fat booty, slim. Reality check, I'm not tripping. They don't see a paid actress, just what makes a bad bitch.
Bitch bad, woman good, lady better, hey, misunderstood.
I say,
bitch bad, woman good, lady better, hey, misunderstood.
Disclaimer, this Raymer, Lupe's, not using bitch as a lesson, but as a psychological weapon to set in your mind and really mess with your conceptions, discretions, reflections. It's clever misdirection, cuz... while I was rapping, they was growing up fast. Nobody stepped in to ever slow them up. Gasp, showing up in this little world. The little boy meets one of those little girls, and he thinks she a bad bitch, and she thinks she a bad bitch. He thinks disrespectfully, she thinks of that sexually. She got the wrong idea, he don't wanna fuck her. He thinks she bad at being a bitch, like his mother. Mama never dressed like that, come out the house hot mess like that. Ass, titties, breasts like that, all out to impress like that, just like that. You see the fruit of the confusion. He caught in a reality, she caught in an illusion. Bad mean good to her, she really nice and smart. But bad mean bad to him, bitch don't play a part. But bitch still bad to her if you say it the wrong way. But she thinks she a bitch, what a double entendre. Really? Tell her,
bitch bad, woman good, lady better. Hey, misunderstood. I say, bitch bad, woman good, lady better.
All right, that was the video, a music song. It's talking about Bitch Bad, Lupe Fiasco. Check it out. It's thebomb.com. Also, the video is pretty intense. It's, like, really intense. So, check it out. Lupe has definitely... he's always been such a political, radical artist. So, if you can, check him out.